Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, when you go to that website, I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. And those tools that I talk about on there are the same tools that I've used personally in my own life to overcome all of the challenges that I faced. So again, that website is AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, I want to invite you to check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That's the story of me personally overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, and going through divorce to soaring above it all and creating the life that I truly love. Now, you can purchase that book, like I said, through my website, AskSueLondon.com, and it's also available in ebook and hard copy versions. Now, Chris, my friend, how are you doing today?
Well, you said it off the air. I'm a little less stressed, so that's good.
I'm so proud of you.
I'll have to keep it that way.
I know. Well, we have to share a little secret with our listeners that what happens, Chris and I are really connected. And anytime Chris is going through anything, I feel it physically in me. So Chris can't get away with hiding anything from me. So I feel, my friend, that you're in a good place today. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Well, I did it. I didn't even know I did it, but that's good.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, this show today, I am so excited about this guest because, Chris, I promise you, you're going to become a newer man again after this show today. And it's a really great show. And listeners, you're going to want to take notes because this guest is really going to help you to think about life differently. And things that you may say actually affect the outcome of what happens in your life. So lots of great stuff to share. And boy, our guest today, Don Saunders, does he ever have an incredible story to share with you. So sit back, get ready. Chris, are you ready to grow again, my friend?
I'm ready to grow every week with you, Sue.
That's great. Okay, well, let me tell you about Don. Don Saunders is the author of The Power of Knowing How Life Works. Prior to receiving the knowledge, Don enjoyed a 38-year company-orientated career, culminating as an area VP of sales, Western Region for Eastman Kodak in corporate America. Don gave up his corporate career to share the knowledge, which he's going to talk about during the show, which he offers to empower individuals, businesses, and organizations. Don now owns multiple retail establishments in the Village at Lake Las Vegas, where he delivers many of his talks. Now, additionally, Don is the founder of the BEAM, B-E-A-M, Institute at Lake Las Vegas. Now, you can learn a lot more about Don and the work he's doing at his websites, thepowerofknowinghowlifeworks.com, and his website, thebeaminstitute.com. So the Beam is B-E-A-M, institute.com. So without any further delay, let's get Dawn on the show and start teaching you all about this knowledge. So Dawn, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Well, Sue, I've got to tell you that just by listening to your voice and the inspiration that you have behind your voice just gets me all excited. So I'm excited to be here.
Isn't Chris such a lucky guy to spend so much time with me every week?
I got to tell you, I want to start just tapping into your phone lines just to get inspired.
Yeah, well, you know, folks, I have to tell you, Dawn, we've only known each other, I don't know, like, what, 3 days?
Yep, something like
but,
that.
Yeah, but it's just amazing how, like, Dawn is the type of person, guys, that you just feel this instant connection with, and I feel like I truly have known Dawn forever. So Chris is really going to have to set the timer on this show because I know, gosh, Dawn, and you and I, when we got on the phone, what was it, over 2 hours the last time we had a conversation?
It was well over 2 hours, and my last radio interview went an hour and 27 minutes, so it's going to be up to Chris to put the end of the show together for us.
Oh, well, Chris is really good with that, so we'll keep on time, but let's get started, because first of all, what I want you to do, I can't even get it out fast enough to share with everybody what happened to you. Tell everybody what happened how you received the knowledge. Then we'll talk about what the knowledge is after that, because this story is incredible what happened to you.
Well, thank you, Sue. And first of all, I always like to point out in the very beginning of this whole thing that, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy, just like all the other people that are listening to us here. I had no real tuned in time in my life. I spent most of my life in corporate America. But the one unique thing about my life that I always like to share is that when I was 10 years old, I was a country boy, a poor country kid. And in our house, we had no air conditioning and we had no fans. So I used to sleep outside under the stars whenever the weather would let me do that, just like the cowboys used to.
Okay.
When I laid out on the grass, I would just be exposed to the universe. And there was no city lights because we were out in the country. And I laid there and started to ask the question, right around 10 years old, how does this all work? And intensified the question to the point where it was interesting, but it wasn't life-consuming. In other words, I didn't walk around all day long asking those questions, pondering, pestering people. I just every night would ask the question, how does it all work? And as life passed through, around the ages of 16 or 17, I started to really push the question. And the reason I did was that I lost 7 close friends in a school that only graduates about 50 kids a year.
Okay.
Now, when I say I lost them, I don't mean in one tragic accident. I mean in all separate different accidents. They had, one was killed in a suicide, and one was killed by a drunk driver, and one was killed in Vietnam. So if I took a look at all of the different things that happened, my best friend died of a cerebral hemorrhage, which is a biological issue. And I really intensified as I stood over them the question, okay, tell me how this all works. And it wasn't a spiritual question. I didn't look up in the sky and say, God, can you tell me how you're handling this and how you created all of us? I just left it a general question.
Okay.
As that intensified, I went through life. And not knowing that I would ever get an answer.
Okay.
But right around the age of 10, I also did something else that affected my life. And I declared to all the country kids that were baling hay and standing in a haymow one day that I was going to go to work for Eastman Kodak Company.
Okay. Just knew.
And they laughed. So what I did was just went about my life. I went to a small community college, basically, for a couple of years. And everybody kept saying, what are you going to do? And I kept saying, I'm going to go to work for Kodak. And lo and behold, I spent 38 years with Eastman Kodak Company. Now, that story in itself will come a full circle when we finally get down to exactly what happened to me 46 years later. Because I never realized, but at age 10, when I first started asking that question,
okay,
I was getting an answer. It wasn't a verbal answer. It wasn't knowledge. It was simply life. And I started being put into training, if you will.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people can say that. They can say, they can look back on their lives and they can say, well, we all go into training at some point in our life. And, you know, we live our lives and, of course, we learn lessons. But this was different. When I look back now, after the experience that I'm going to explain in a minute, I realized that that training was taking place every day so that I could actually be sitting here talking to you today.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
So here's what happened. Basically, 46 years later, after I started at 10 years old and asked that question every day, I went to get out of bed one morning. It was November 17th, 2009 at 6:24, for those people that like specifics. And what happened was is that I woke up at 6 o'clock, went to jump out of bed, and when I went to jump out of bed, I realized I couldn't move. I was totally paralyzed, and I was wide awake. So I understood what was happening to me, at least I thought I did. So when I went to step out of bed, it was a shock to me that I couldn't get up. Now, my wife was laying next to me, and all of a sudden, I realized that there was something extraordinary happening. It wasn't just being paralyzed, although that scared me, but something was leaving from around me. It was a powerful, and for lack of a better earthly word, I'm going to use the word energy, although I hesitate to use that, and later you can ask me why.
Yep.
The energy was leaving from around me.
Okay.
And keep in mind, as an ordinary guy, just somebody that had gone through life playing golf, drinking beer, and working hard, I had no concept of what was taking place. The thing that scared me the most when it first started was the fact that nobody had ever explained to me what happens when we die.
Oh, okay.
I had gone through a lot of stress prior to it, and when that stress took place, I wondered, do we really want to stick around? How is this all going to come out? But I sorted through all of that, and I was on my way back to the top, so I knew that it wasn't the stress that was taking me down that morning. So I just sort of laid there and let it happen. I thought, well, you know what? I can't move anyways. Well, what choice do I have? And then tears started coming to my eyes because I thought, boy, if this is all there is, you know, I'm really missing out on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then I laid there for about 23 minutes and 59 seconds. And how I can be so specific is the only thing I could see was the digital clock at the end of my bed.
Okay.
And I laid there on my back, and I never sleep on my back. That's a key component here. And the fact is that all I could see was that clock. And then for the first 23 minutes, 59 seconds, all of this stuff seemed to be leaving from around me. Then when the clock clicked 6:24, this amazing experience took place, and that was that something was coming back at me at the fourth.
Okay, so Dawn, can I get you to hold that, because we have to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, I want you to share what it was that came to you.
Perfect.
Sound good? Okay, so folks, we're going to take a short break, very short break, and when we come back, Dawn will tell you more about what happened in this experience. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dawn Saunders, and do we ever have an amazing topic today? We are talking about the power of knowing how life works. Now, before we went to break, folks, Dawn was sharing how he had this experience of waking up in the morning and being paralyzed. So, Dawn, why don't we take it from there before we were like at the break and share with everybody what happened after that?
Exactly, Sue. Well, where we were at was the first 23 minutes, 59 seconds was all the outgoing. And now, after the experience and sorting through it all for the last couple of years, I realized that was the clearing of my hard drive, if you will, to put it in today's terms. And so the clock clicked 6:24, and I will tell you that the clock stayed on 6:24 for a very, very long time. And during that time, it felt like a barrage of knowledge was coming at me. And I wasn't quite sure how to figure it all out, but I started to remember that I had asked a question my whole life. And the question was, how does life work? Now, what was coming at me, now that I know and the experience is old enough for me to have sorted through it, I realized that I was being delivered knowledge. And that knowledge was how life worked. Because everything that I was being shown was a review of how it actually works. And the thing that was confusing the most was that it was information that I had never seen before. And I looked at it from the knowledge perspective, and I said, so that's how that works. And that continued for a very long period of time. And what was included in that knowledge was three simple basic parts: how the universe began, how we live life in our normal physical being, and the big one that everybody always wants to know about is what happens when we die.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as the clock clicked 6:25, I jumped out of bed. I was no longer paralyzed, and I went about my day. But what I did was I wrote my wife a note, and I said, I think I've got it. And I set it on the bathroom sink, and I left the house because I was going to go exercise. And then what happened was, as I got to the gym, stood on the elliptical, and anybody that uses the elliptical knows that it's not an easy device to stay on for very long. But I closed my eyes, and all of these insights, and when I say insights, I mean the clarity of what had just happened to me and how I was going to answer the world when I got the tough questions, started to clarify in my mind. At least I thought it was in my mind, but now I know it was totally surrounding me, and I'll explain that in a minute. But the reality was is that I stayed on that elliptical for 90 minutes.
Wow, that's a long time.
It was.
Yeah. I use the elliptical trainer. I can tell you that's a long time.
and I will tell you now, I do 70 minutes without even thinking about it because I have the knowledge that I can do 90 minutes. And So I looked at the clock, and I knew that it was 90 minutes. And I stepped off feeling, wow, what has just happened to me? I felt like a 21-year-old. And mm-hmm. I felt good about everything and very clear about everything that had taken place.
You know, as I'm listening to you, Don, what you had happened for that, as you know, and listeners, some of you may not know this, I had a near-death experience. And when I came back from that, it was life-changing for me. I mean, you got information. For me, it showed me there was so much more to our universe, our world, you know, more to what we're here for and purpose in that. But it really is something that will stay with you for the rest of your life, isn't it? That experience.
It totally changed my life. I mean, my life direction is now distributing this knowledge so that people can not learn from me, but rather just ponder the knowledge that came through me for everybody.
Yeah. Now let you and I understand, we've had many conversations or a conversation that you and I understand how life works and that, but we've got listeners listening and they're thinking, well, what do you mean by how life works? Touch on that, will you?
Well, it's a great question. And the reason in the very beginning of our interview, I said that I'm just an ordinary guy.
Right.
Because I understand that 98% of the people walking around the face of this earth have those kind of questions. What do you mean by how life works? And the reality is that when I say how life works, I don't mean the biological answers that science already has. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the simple things in life as to how you meet up with the mate that you're with and what happens to children if they're all brought up in the same house. How come they can go and do totally different things in their lives? And if they go to class and they sit in a class for the entire school year, how can they all disperse at the end of every day and go in different directions? How do those thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions come to them so that we all lead a separate life? Mm-hmm. Why do we all have different jobs? Why do we all have different levels of education? Why are there rich, and then why are there people that have no money living in the gutters? Mm-hmm. Why does all that happen, and how does it happen? And these were the answers that came to me in a very powerful way so that I understand each and every potential that is out there. And that's the whole idea of trying to share this knowledge with everybody.
Okay, and so let me ask you this. Do you feel that everything in our life is happening for a reason?
Well, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. But that reason is different than most people think. Most people think we were all given a destiny. And mm-hmm. that destiny is what you have to live with all of your life. And that's mm-hmm. not how it works. It's not remotely how it works. And I want to be very, very careful here because I have no right whatsoever to take anybody's personal beliefs or values from them. Mm-hmm. I just, in fact, being as demonstrative as I just was is not something that I like to practice. And that's what I mean by that is I don't like to tell people this is how it works and my way is the only way because that doesn't work either.
Yeah.
So there's going to have to be a further explanation after we come back from break.
Okay. So we're about 3 minutes away from break. So let's talk about, just for a couple minutes, about the knowledge, like what did you learn? You know, you talked about, there's reasons why we're all different in that. Can you kind of give us a little snippet of?
I sure can.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it the very best way I know how.
Okay.
The fact that when I speak to high schools or when I speak to all of my groups, I explain to them that we have been taught for years that our brains produce our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions.
Uh-huh.
And the knowledge that was passed through me said we have to stop thinking like that because uh-huh. those thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions reside outside of us. They reside in a dimension that we have yet to discover how to measure. And when I say that, I mean that we have the power to attract all of the knowledge that we need. Now, for years, people have talked, and I didn't know this prior to my experience, but people have been talking about the law of attraction.
Right.
Books written about it, and people teach about it every day. but the knowledge that came through me explained not the fact that there is such a law, because there is, but how that law works. And that's why I was shown how the beginning of the universe started, was so that I could explain to people in depth how the law of attraction works, but not only just the law of attraction, but how life works, the complete cycle of life.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Those are the things that we'll uncover and talk about throughout this whole conversation.
Okay, so why don't we take this time to take a short break, and then when we come back, we'll go deeper into that. Sound good?
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, so folks, hold on to your seats. We're going to take that short break, and when we come back, Dawn Saunders will enlighten you and inspire you and educate you some more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my friend Dawn Saunders here with us today, folks. And the topic of the show is the power of knowing how life works. This is an answer so many people have been wanting, and you've got it here today, folks. Dawn, let me ask you, okay, Where do we obtain all of our thoughts, our feelings, our knowledge, information, and beliefs? Where does it come from?
That's a very profound question, and I can't wait to answer it for you. And
basically,
here's what happened. I'll tell you a quick little story. I was at a seminar, and a gentleman came up to me, and he was a neurosurgeon. Mm-hmm. And he asked me if we could have lunch together. I had no idea who he was.
Okay.
Sat and had a quick lunch, and one of the questions that I asked him was, where do thoughts come from? Now, I already had the answer because my knowledge had provided that for me. And he looked at me, and he had done some 40,000 brain surgeries. And he said, we just don't know yet. We're working on it. And I asked him, I said, would you like to know? And he laughed, and we continued to have lunch. And here's what happens.
Okay.
Our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions, our knowledge and our information, are contained in particles in a dimension that we haven't discovered yet. Now, these particles are part of all of your thought process. They're the things that we'll get into when we talk about what happens when we die, and I'll be very careful to protect everyone's traditional thoughts there.
Okay.
Particles that float around and surround us. Our brains are powerful processors. They're not the creator of the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, but they're processors. And they take these particles, which have yet to be discovered, and people from the science community will say, well, of course, you know, they haven't been discovered yet, so how can you even talk about them? But they know. They know that something in the universe, some vibrations in the universe that they have yet to be able to measure. And that's when everybody uses the word energy. They know how to measure energy. And energy is simply an earthly word that they've applied to what they already know how to measure. So when I use the word energy, I always say for lack of a better earthly word.
Okay.
But these thoughts, feelings, beliefs, emotions ride on particles that are so small and so minute that we yet to discover them. Now, I will tell you for a real funny story was that I watched The Tonight Show one night for just 5 minutes before I went to bed. And Jay Leno said, the scientists have discovered the small particle is smaller than an atom that penetrates matter, and he made a joke. And I stood there, and I looked at my wife, and I said, they've got it. So we spent the next day trying to find out where he got that basis for that joke from. And the reality is that they have discovered a thing called a neutrino, which is a particle smaller than an atom.
Okay.
And when you know about the fact that there are things that we don't know about, these neutrinos were just discovered.
There's can I share something? Because what you're saying, this happens to me all the time. Like, I can think a thought, and I have to be very careful with what I think, because whatever I think, I literally attract it within seconds. And I'm not just saying small things. I mean, like, our dog years ago had a stroke, and I said to him, Willie, I wish I could go through this with you. Within an hour, I had taken on his symptoms of the stroke. I was not paralyzed on my one side. But when I shifted that thinking, I let it go. So what you're saying is something that I have done, like, for a long time. And like, when you're saying with thoughts on TV, I can watch it. Like, I can have a thought, and then on TV, all the commercials are about whatever I'm really focused on. So this is kind of as examples what you're talking about then, right?
Absolutely. And
yeah.
The reality is quite honestly, Sue, prior to my experience, if somebody had told me this stuff, I'd have said, sure, yeah, of course, yeah. And then I'd laughed it off and gone in a different direction.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, so we've got a lot of listeners listening, and they're saying, well, okay, so how can I be at that place that I can think something and then manifest it and attract it? You know, like, I get it, you get it. But let's teach the listeners now how they can do it. So what do they have to do?
That's a perfect question. And it's the kind of thing that I try to teach my own family, and I teach my friends. But it's tough to grab onto. And, and unless you've had the personal experience, it really takes some thought, if you will. And what I mean by that is that you have to grab onto the fact that, well, just maybe the knowledge might be correct. And if it is, this is how it would work. The fact that our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions surround us and are not created in our minds give us the capability to draw from, I'm going to use it, my people tell me not to use it, but I'm going to be, from the universal consciousness that we all live in. Yet we get to draw those thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions from that universal consciousness. Because it exists. Those particles exist all around us. So if you have a powerful thought and a focus and a belief, and you want to draw that through your powerful processor, you are able to create a particle from one thought and a particle from another thought, pull all of those particles relating to that particular topic that you're thinking about, and create your own reality.
Yeah. And can I share with the listeners exactly what Dawn is telling you is exactly what I do on a daily, hourly, minutely basis. I look, you know what, where my aha moment was, Dawn, was when a doctor said I had 30 minutes to live. And I thought, no, that's not going to happen to me. Like, I just took it like they were wrong and I could overcome this. And when, you know, when they told me I had Crohn's disease, no, I'm going to overcome it. To me, it was like, okay, tomorrow is Friday. You know, the next day after today is tomorrow. You know what I mean? And so I didn't put any emotion into that either. I just felt that was how it would be. And that's how I attracted it.
And you believed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the big thing. I had to believe it. That was the piece that I really had to work on, you know, for many other things. Yeah.
That's the problem that I will run into for the rest of my life. I've dedicated my life to sharing this knowledge. But it's the belief that this is how it works that will slow the process down. But there will come a time when some young scientist believes it enough to be able to go out and concentrate on how to measure what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And once they start to realize that there is a way to measure it, just like we measure energy, then the people will start to believe that our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs surround us. And when the population, humanity, starts to believe that, they're going to start to be able to see them.
Okay, so let me ask you this, okay? So we want to get our listeners being at that place where you and I are at. So I want to give everyone some homework. No pressure, listeners, but I'm going to give you some homework, okay? Dawn, what could you say would be something simple that they could focus on manifesting and that would be proof for them? Do you know where I'm going with this? I'm just trying to think.
Totally. I mean, everything works this way. And just let me say real quick that there's so many people that have pieces of this, and they teach it on stages all over the world.
Yeah.
And the reason that they do is because all of us are getting our knowledge from the same source. So when you have your thoughts about how it works and somebody else has thoughts about how it works, when they focus on that whole thing, they start to get the same answers that are available to everyone.
Right.
So in answer to your question, how could they simply do this? First of all, if they're feeling depressed, get rid of it all. Just push it away. Just push the knowledge, the thoughts, the emotions away from you and clear a space for new good feelings and thoughts. Walk away from your old thoughts that surround you, because it does surround you. You can get away from it. It's not like you're going to carry it in your personal brain, because your brain is simply the processor. So step away from your old terrible feelings. Start to feel good. And how you're going to do that is you're going to attract the good thoughts that exist in the universe, and then you're going to be focused, and if you believe that you're going to feel better, you'll start feeling better.
Yeah, there's a great affirmation that I used to post everywhere in our house, in my car, in the bathroom. That was my big room when I was sick. I spent a lot of time in there. I wrote this affirmation: change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at will change. That was so powerful for me.
And it is a perfect. I mean, one that I always use is, if you're willing to change your thinking, you can change your life.
Yeah, and it's the same concept, you know, that, folks, what we're sharing here with you is that what you focus on, you're going to create. So why not take your energy, why not take your focus and focus on what you want, not with what the negative stuff that you have. You can shift that. It's, once you do it, it is really easy. Right, Dawn?
Absolutely. And because it's how it works. It's not a question of is it easy or hard. From a general perspective, it's just how it works. You will attract, and keep in mind that the hard part is that knowing how it works, you have to also realize that there's not just good in the universe, in these thoughts that surround you. Uh-huh. All of the bad things that people have died and dissipated back into the world again exist out there as well. So you have to be focused on good thoughts and good feelings. And everybody for years, hundreds of years, have said, you got to think positive. Well, that's all well and good, but you got to know why you've got to think positive.
Yeah.
And the reason you have to know that is because these particles, which, by the way, have existed throughout time.
Uh-huh.
If you go back to, I mean, some of the religious people will follow this and they'll put their spin on it, and it's all good. As long as they're good thoughts, I don't care whether people pray or manifest. I don't care how they do it.
Yep.
But what they think about and what they focus on, what they become.
That's your reality, exactly. On that note, Dawn, we got to take another break. So, folks, we'll take that short break now. And then when we come back, Dawn and I are going to inspire you some more to create that life that you truly love. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We are having such a great, fun show with my guest today, Dawn Saunders. Now, Dawn, we've been talking about how we can manifest, we can create whatever we want in this world, in our life, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely can.
So, on that note, we've got people listening and thinking, okay, well, I've got no money, and how can I manifest money? So, how about you talk to those people how they can manifest it? What do they have to do?
And it's not going to be the traditional answer that they can read in some of the books that are out there.
Okay.
I will tell you that you cannot manifest anything by simply sitting on a couch and saying, I want it to show up.
Absolutely.
Everybody has taught that. And
yep.
That's not how life works.
Mm-mm.
Reality is that if you want something in your life, if you have grabbed onto the concept that thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and emotions surround you, then what you start to do is you start to focus as you bring the first particle to you, and you start to focus on the thought of what you want. You want to be wealthy. Whatever that thought might be, you just continue to manifest not the actual end result, but you manifest the particles that exist in the universe that build your reality to the point where you have what you want. And you have to, as you build that reality, you have to accept and believe that you are truly going to be wealthy someday.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it in whatever level you're comfortable with. And people say, well, don't manifest things that you don't believe in. That's exactly right. Because if you don't believe in it, it becomes a negative thought. So the reality of it is people want to manifest wealth. Well, what they really want to do is they want to manifest the answers and open the doors that's going to allow them to become wealthy.
Uh-huh.
So when you get these answers manifested and you surround yourself in the reality of how to get it done, you have to be able to accept the fact that somebody's providing these answers for you. In this case, it's going to be the universal consciousness.
Right.
And the reality is that once you believe that you deserve to be wealthy, then all the doors will open up and you have to get up off the couch and follow the path.
Yeah.
And that could be in the form of a link. It could be somebody that comes to you as a friend, and you start talking, and all of a sudden they connect you with somebody else, and that somebody happens to be looking for a person with your skills.
Uh-huh.
And then that's how it starts.
Uh-huh. So, well, can I share something? And this is for, I'm going off a bit of topic with money, but I'm going on to, like, people always say they don't ever want to be alone in their life. And an example of that, when I had gone through divorce with my first marriage, and it was 5 years later, and I'd really worked on myself, and I was at a point where I wanted, now I can start to consider dating and maybe find Mr. Right. And that's all I put out was that, you know what? I'm ready now for Mr. Right. That's all I did. I went to the grocery store. I ran into this woman who I had helped. I helped her husband years ago with Crohn's disease. I ran into her 7 times in one day. And she kept saying, oh, you must need something. And I said, no, I was totally in denial that, you know, I needed somebody to, the contact information for Toastmasters. That was my homework from my coach to join Toastmasters. And so I was in denial. I was digging my heels in. And she kept, so finally, every time I turn around in this town, I kept running into her. And again, because I was ready for this relationship, you know, whoever, like, you know, like you say, the universe, God, whatever your beliefs are, kept sending me that answer. And because I wasn't open, I was in denial, it kept coming back in my face. And it took 7 times before I woke up and said, okay, maybe there's something to this. And that woman actually gave me the number that led me to my future husband that we've been together for 11 years. So there's an example about how that thought attracted Mr. Right. And I took the action and I believed, and I had beforehand decided this is what I type of person I wanted in that. So I did my homework before, is what I'm saying.
But you also accepted her input.
Yes.
At the grocery store.
Yes. I mean,
the fact is most people walk around and they ignore all of the links and all of the signs that they're manifesting into their lives that's going to open the doors to allow them to get the wealth or the relationships or anything that they want.
Right. And so saying that, folks, what you want to do is make sure you keep yourself grounded and be in the present moment all the time, because that's, you know, when I do that, and I know, Dawn, you're the same way. When you're, you know, grounded and present, you're aware of what's in front of you, correct?
And be careful of your words. Don't say what you don't want. Only say what you want.
You want, yes, exactly.
I don't want to be lonely. Well, you're reminding the universe to send you all the information on being lonely.
Right.
What you want to do is you want to say that you want a healthy, happy, vibrant relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what? Saying that, I used to walk around when I was sick with Crohn's disease, and I'd say, I am so sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I created? And sickness and being tired. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So words are very powerful, very powerful. And folks, if you listen to this show every week, you're hearing me say this kind of stuff. So this is just, Dawn is here, is another person telling you that this works. You can do it. You can create that life you desire. And both Dawn and I are living proof of that for you. Anybody can create what they want. Now, Dawn, I'm kind of jumping back to the money situation.
Uh-huh.
We manifest people into our life, or we have people in our life that are our mirrors, right?
Yes.
So you talk about your income is the average of your 5 closest friends. Can you explain that to everybody?
Well, just think about your own lives. I mean, if you understand that your income is your average of your 5 closest friends, you are right in the middle of the people that pull you back and the people that encourage you to move forward. And so just take a look at where your friends are in their lives, the neighborhoods that you live in. You're all surrounded by the people that are like you. And if you go to Wall Street and you worked on Wall Street, you'd surround yourself with people that are totally focused on money, and therefore you're going to make money.
Yes. So and you know what? Saying that too, Dawn, I find that what happens for me when I'm growing to a new level, then my friends change. We don't have arguments. They just kind of dissolve. They just,
absolutely.
You know, yeah. Oh my gosh, we could talk for hours. Would you believe we're out of time, my friend?
I would, and it's sad.
We will have you back. Guys, you've got to learn more about this wonderful man, Dawn Saunders. Go to his website, thepowerofknowinghowlifeworks.com. You'll see on there his new book. Pick up a copy. He is wonderful. His messages are powerful and can help you. Also, go to his website, thebeaminstitute.com. I love you, my friend. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Folks, I'm so glad you joined us. And if you've got any emails or questions about any of this, don't hesitate. Send me an email after the show, and we'll help you to create that life you desire. Now, go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. Don't forget, sign up for that free newsletter and receive those 10 weekly inspiring videos, and purchase your copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And check out my books in the children's books in the Rocky's Journey series. They're based on my true experiences of my dog, Rocky, doing pet therapy and helping me heal. Now, Rocky's helping kids all around the globe. I want to thank my guest today, Dawn Saunders. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Join me again next week at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for another great, amazing guest. On behalf of my guest, Dawn Saunders, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you, and we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.